Good morning. Thank you very much for coming to learn Hashem's Torah. Today's daf in the Daf Yomi initiative is page 143 in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. Let's go back to Daf Kuf Mem Beis, Amud Beis. The topic of today's daf is going to be to discuss the meaning of different phrases. What does a person mean when he says a gift in a certain way? And we start by first discussing the topic that we've been learning about for a couple of days. The person who's trying to give a gift to an ubar, to a fetus who's in utero. Does that work? Does that not work? Gemara said, "V'hilchasa la'alacha, hamizakel ubar lo kana." If somebody tries to grant a gift to a fetus, it doesn't work.
But father, it does.
Exactly, a father, it does. Great. So now we're on Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis, I guess about a third of the way before the bottom, with a story. Hahu da'amar lo debisu. It was a man who had married. He had children. And his wife died. He was now about to marry a second woman. He married the second woman. He tells the second woman, "Nechasai, all of my possessions, libni, to the children, dihivu li minach, that I will have from you." So he's trying to give to her, he's trying to give to her future children, children that haven't even been conceived, his possessions. So that doesn't work. It doesn't work because they don't exist. We had a discussion about a fetus. They don't exist at all. Okay, so he had gifted all of his assets to his future children, but that doesn't work. Asa break shisha, but one of his older children came. Amar le, and he had a complaint. He said, "Ahu gavra, well, what about me? My tevyala, what's going to happen to me if all of my assets are going to my brothers, my stepbrothers from the new wife, who haven't yet been in the world?" Amar le, so then he said to him, "All right, you're going to be like them. Zil kni k'chad mi brara. You go and you'll acquire like one of them."
What do you mean by kesef?
You'll get a share. Whatever share they get, you'll get an equal size share.
Okay.
So now, Hanach, let's say that's what he said. Then he went on and he lived with his wife. For 5 years, he has two children from her, with the second wife. These children certainly don't acquire anything from this gift, because when the gift was given, they didn't exist. You can't give over a gift to someone who doesn't exist, so they don't. Their gift didn't work. So when he dies, they will inherit as children inherit. They're not going to get this gift that he tried to give. Lessen them, because now at the time of the gift they don't exist. But now what about this older son who came with a complaint saying, "Well, what's going to be with me?" And the father said, "Oh, you're like them." So those are extra words saying you're like them. So does that mean that the older son in fact gets a share like them, an extra share besides his inheritance? Or maybe since the phrase itself didn't work for the principal, it doesn't work for the added in also. So hi, this older son, is chuluk l'talya b'makom banya, is he now going to have an extra portion as a teen with the other sons when he's inheriting? Oh, maybe less chuluk l'talya b'makom banya. He doesn't have a portion as a teen with these younger brothers. The whole sentence made no sense. The guy says, "I'm giving all of my possessions to children that I don't yet have," so that's meaningless. So when he says, "No, I didn't mean all of my possessions, you're going to get a share like them," "you're going to get a share like them," was also meaningless, because the whole thing was meaningless.
The Bechor is a double share, no?
The Bechor will have to get its double share. That's not being addressed.
Okay.
So Reb Avin and Reb Mesha and Reb Yirmiya, so the three of them, Da'amri, they said, "Is chiluk l'talya b'makom banya." The older son, who was around when father told him, yeah, you'll get a share like those boys, does get a share. However, Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Hanina bar Papa, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha say, Leskoluk Latalya b'makom banya, that older boy is not going to get a share, because the whole giving of a special share to the older boy came out of the context of the father saying he's giving gifts to people who don't exist. So since those gifts don't exist, so this added share doesn't exist too. And instead, they'll all have to inherit equally like sons without any of his orders.
It makes sense.
Amar le'er Bavo says that this sentence to the older son is null and void. He said to Rabbi Yirmiya, who was one of those who felt that the older son does get a share, an added share based on a gift. Hilchas Kavasan is halacha like us, or Hilchas Kavasaychu is halacha like you. Amar le, so he said to him, I guess Rabbi Yirmiya said back to him, Pshita, it's obvious to us that Hilchas HaKavasan, Halacha is like us. The Kshisha Minaych, we're older than you, and therefore the older son doesn't get a share. I'm sorry, does get a share. Because we're older.
I know that everybody thinks it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. Because the son that was life already has the Yerusha anyway. I mean, how can you be present the Yerusha to this son? He's there. Just because he gave something to the Barcelona Brala Olam, why is the son would not get the Yerusha? There's a Torah here.
Well, he can give it away as a gift. Then there's no Yerusha. Yerusha is his assets.
He wanted to give it before.
Yeah, so the question is, what did he mean here? Is this a gift?
So he cannot designate it.
So the question was, who's halacha like? Is halacha like us or halacha like you? So Rabbi Yirmiya said, halacha kavasan, halacha is like us. Dikshishna minaychu, because we are older than you. V'lav ilchus kavasaychu, halacha is not like you, Rabbi Avoh, d'dar d'kiyatun. You guys are young kids. Amar leis, Rabbi Avoh said back, midi b'kshishus etalya milsa, is halacha dependent on the older person saying it? B'taim etalya milsa. It's a function of logic, argument. Which logic and argument is more compelling? So the time am I. So explain to me, what's your logic? Why would you say that the older boy doesn't get anything added besides the regular inheritance? So what did Rabbi Yirmiya say back? He said, listen, I don't even need to explain it to you. Zil l'gabi d'Rav Avin, you go to Rav Avin. I explained the reasoning of our position in front of him. The Kirkish Beresha, now turning to today's daf, Bey Midrasha, and he nodded his head in the base Medrash. He agreed with our reasoning. So he can tell you, because he heard it from us and he agreed. So they went to Rabavin. Amarleh, so Rabavin explained like this. You, Amarleh, if a man says to somebody, Kni kachamor, I would like you to acquire the same way I'm giving over things to my donkey. You are acquiring like my donkey is acquiring. There was a woman, she was a very wealthy woman. She died. She left over her hundreds of millions of dollars to her cats. So, it's in the Gemara. This is in the Gemara. A person who says, I'm giving over my assets to my donkey. And you are like my donkey. You will get like my donkey gets. So that doesn't work. Because the donkey can't acquire. Donkey doesn't have das. A donkey doesn't have the ability to have kinyanim. A donkey can't own things. So if a person was told, you're going to acquire like the donkey, so he doesn't acquire. And that's the case here. Because what happened? The father said, I'm giving gifts to future children. So that's nothing. It doesn't happen because they don't exist at the time. Then the older son comes and says, well, what about me? So, okay, you also get one of those gifts. Yes, I'm saying you're like a donkey. So donkey doesn't acquire. You don't acquire. Tehitma, as we learned, Kni kachamor, if a person says, you acquire like the donkey acquires, I'm giving my assets to the donkey, and a piece to you, you're like, you also get like the donkey gets. Lo kana, there is no acquisition. But if you say, I'm giving at v'chamor, I'm giving assets to you and the donkey. So that's already a question. We're going to have three opinions about that. So if you say, acquire like the donkey acquires, certainly it doesn't work. But now we have the discussion, what does it mean when a person says, I'm giving to you and to the donkey? Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman says, Kana mechza. If a person says, my assets are to the donkey and to you, that means the guy who's giving, the way we translate this phrase is that he's trying to give half to one and half to the other. He's trying to give half to the donkey, trying to give half to the person. It doesn't work to the donkey, but to the person it works. However, Rav Amnuna Amar Lo Amar Klum, Rav Amnuna says, nothing happens. Because he's trying to give to the donkey and the person. So just like the donkey doesn't work, the person's gift doesn't work. And Rav Sheshes Amar Kanakol. Rav Sheshes is the third view. He says that the person gets the whole thing. Because when a person says words, he wants those words to be meaningful. So since he's giving, the part to the donkey didn't work. So the whole thing works to the person.
But didn't we learn when you say like nonsense or crazy, exaggerated things, it means nothing?
Not necessarily. But first, part of it here clearly does mean something to the person. It's reasonable to say I'm giving to the person. To the person and to the donkey. So, thank you. So according to Rav Hamnuna, it means Rav Sheshes, all of it is going to the person. According to Rav Hamnuna, it's nothing. According to Rav Nachman, half.
Case of the gifts for the children, I think the intention was kana kechamor, and then the guy joined in and said, okay, you have a share. And in this case, kana kechamor from the get-go, he was going to divide it among the chamor and the other guy.
Right.
So it's a bit different.
Yeah, but it's still, it's linked, right, this is not, at v'chamor is not the same thing as knei kechamor. Knei kechamor, everybody agrees, doesn't work. But at v'chamor, we see, is a three-way dispute. What's the halacha? So now let's discuss Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says that when a man says, k'nei ata v'chamor, you and the donkey acquire, half to you, half to the donkey. So Rav Sheshes says the person gets the whole thing. Rav Sheshes said, mina amina la, what's my source? That when a person tries to transmit ownership, and he's doing it with two things, on one thing it doesn't work, on the other thing it could work, then we say it works on that and where it could work. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa in regards to Truma. The Torah tells us that when a person has wheat, he has to separate part of the wheat and give it to the Kohen as Truma. Midrabanan, anything that grows, part of it has to be given to the Kohen. And the Rabbanan set up a certain amount. They said that a normal person, a Mida Beinonis, is to give 2%, to give 1/50. However, there's a law that Ein Tormim in Amar L'Matok, you can't give from that which is bitter for that which is sweet. So let's say a person has a field of cucumbers. So he picks 50 cucumbers. So one of the cucumbers now should be given to the Kohen as Truma. But there's a problem. The inside of the cucumbers is bitter. Maybe this cucumber that you're choosing to give to the Kohen has a bigger inside than the insides of the other cucumbers. So you're now giving, you're not giving now fully a 50th of the sweet, because this bitter one is more than the normal size. So they said like this, you have to give this one, plus add some sweet cucumber to be sure that you're giving 1/50th of sweet cucumber for the sweet parts of the cucumber. We learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein l'chamar b'kishus, there's nothing bitter in a cucumber, el pnimi shibo, only the inner part. L'fichach kishu torim, that's why when a person gives a cucumber as truma, mosif hu alachitzon shibo, you have to add to the amount of external cucumber, v'torim, you have to give another egg worth of external cucumber to this cucumber that you separated. Now one second. this cucumber apparently works. I take one of the 50 cucumbers and I give it as chuma. So Rabbi Yehuda says you add a little bit to it, but this piece works. But what's in this piece? You have the external part, which is sweet, and the internal part, which is bitter. The internal part can't become chuma because it's bitter, because the bitter can't work for all the other sweet things. But the sweet part is still becoming chuma. So you see that when you have at v'chamor, you and the donkey part doesn't work, but the at part, the you part, works. So am I. So why does it work at all? Why don't you say, like Rav Hamnuna, that nothing takes effect? At v'chamoru, it's you and the donkey. Rav Hamnuna says that when it's you and the donkey, nothing happens. You don't acquire, and the donkey doesn't acquire. And here we're saying, and here we're saying that the sweet part did take effect. So the Gemara says, no. Shani Hassam. Shuma is different. Tamid Oraisa, Kazir, in regards to the biblical law, when you give Shuma, even when you give the bitter, it works for the sweet. The bitter for the sweet does work. So therefore, it's not like a case of you and a donkey. You and a donkey, the donkey part certainly didn't happen. Those words are meaningless. But here, saying this cucumber is chuma, within the cucumber is a bitter core. The bitter core certainly can become chuma for the sweeter part, mido oraisa, and that's where the whole thing can take effect. How do we know that mido oraisa, that on a biblical level, you can even give for the bitter for the sweet, or for the bad for the good? Tamar b'la taught me. How do we know that if a person takes bad fruits and gives it for the good fruits, it still works as chuma? Because the pasuk says, take the good and give the good for good grain, and this way you won't have a sin if you were to be giving bad for the good. Emeno kadosh, if it never became holy, how would it be carrying a sin by giving the bad for the good? So mikan, so from here we see the Torah min arala yafeh, if you take from inferior product and you give it as chuma for better product, on a biblical level, chuma, so chuma, it is chuma. It's rabbinic that they say not to do it. So since biblically it is chuma, that's why certainly when you take a cucumber, one of the 50 cucumbers, you say it's chuma, even though inside of it there's a part that's bitter. That's not going to infect anything else. It's not really similar to the question of at v'chamor, you and the donkey, because really the whole thing can become chuma. So but we're still with the issue of Rav Sheshes.
You cannot put anything on the donkey's name. Is that what it is?
That's for sure. You can't give something to a donkey.
You cannot even give money to sustain the donkey?
No. Somebody needs to own it.
But you can give money to a trust that then takes care of the donkey, right?
Give to a person. Tell a person. It's your money, but I'm giving a condition. You should sustain the donkey. You can't give money to a donkey.
If you give it too easy, he says, don't worry, I'll take care of the donkey.
Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, Masi Rav Avaya to Yufta. Rav Avaya challenged the view of Rav Sheshes. Again, Rav Sheshes says it in the case of an attempt to gift to a person and donkey, the person gets the whole thing. Asked him a question from Masechet Yevamos. We know in Masechet Kiddushin, we learned that there's something called Kiddushin Chain Masurin Labia. That when you create betrothal, the betrothal has to be a relationship that can lead to marital relations. If it's a betrothal that can't lead to marital relations, it doesn't take effect. So we learned, there was a story with five women, amongst the five, two of them were sisters. A man came and he gathered a basket of figs from their field of figs. Now, what do you mean? So he's just a thief? No. It was during the year, the sabbatical year, it was during the Shemitah, when their field was ownerless. So therefore, when he picked up the basket, he owns all those fruits. So he takes this basket in front of the five of them. And he said to them, all right, here's the basket. All of you are now my wives through this basket. The kibla achas man ali day kulan, and one of them said, okay, I represent the other four and myself, and I accept it on behalf of all of us. Amru chacham, the sages said, three of them are married. But ein achayos mikudashos, the two sisters are not married. So what do you see? That's this case. He's trying to create an acquisition to those with whom he can't, the two sisters. as well as those with whom he can, the three who aren't sisters. And we say that it works for the three. So that's the law of Rav Sheshes, that when you try to give something to a donkey and a person, it all goes to the person. So, achayos, who they mekudashos. The sisters are not married. Hanachrios, mekudashos. But the other three are married. So that should be the proof to Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara says, no. So 1 second, v'amai. But why would you say this? At v'chamoru, it's like a case of a man who's trying to give something to you and to the donkey. So why do we say that the person gets it all? Amar lei, so Rav Hamnuna responded. You know what? It's really not such a question. Hayu d'chazayi, Rav Huna bar Avaya b'chalma. This is why I merited to see Rav Huna bar Avaya in a dream. D'mosir Rav Avaya t'yufta. Because Rav Avaya asked this question. So that's why I got to see Rav Avaya in a dream. Because he asked this great question on my possession, on my point of view. But the Gemara says it's really not a question. Said Rav Ashi, Lav Mu Kimna, but haven't we already explained back in Maseches Kiddushin that was not a case where the man took the basket and said, all five of you are married to me. He said, no. Haru'uyam Mikem Labia Tiskadishli. All of you that through this act I can be creating a marriage that can lead to intercourse are married to me. So the two sisters are excluded. Because if you say, I'm marrying two sisters, so you can't have intercourse with either one, because you don't know which one it was, and you can't have intercourse with two sisters. So really what that case is where he was marrying just three of them and right away. So it's not at vichamor, it's just at, it's just you. It's not you and the donkey, it's you. I'm just creating a marriage with those whom I can't create a marriage. And therefore, of course, it didn't take effect. It takes full effect on those three. All right, and now another story. There was a man who told his wife, Nechasailach, my possessions go to you, ulubanayach, and to your children. So now again, this is a daf about language. What does it mean? When I say to you and to a group, does that mean that you're equal to the group, or does that mean that you're part of the group? When I say to you and to the group, what's the meaning of that? So Rav Yosef says, no, by identifying her as an individual, as well as having a whole group, that means she's equal to the group. Kansa mechza, she acquires half. Rav Yosef said, Minamidala, what's my proof? That whenever I identify an individual and I put it together with a group, that individual is equal to the group. The Tanya in a braisa about the lechem upon him, the showbread that was in the Beis HaMikdash that was divided every Shabbos to the Kohanim. Rabbi says, the verse says, V'haisal Aaron u'Levanav, the verse says it'll be for Aaron, for the high priest, and for his sons. So why does it have to say it'll be for Aaron and his sons? Could just say it goes to the Kohanim for the priests. Why say for Aaron? Identify him and then put him together with the group with the sons. That's to say, Mechzel Aaron, half of the loaves go to Aaron and Mechzel Levanav and half to his sons. Amalei Abaye said, it's not a proof. Bishlam Ahasam over there. Aaron Bar Chalukahu. Aaron is a Kohen. He's already going to get a share. So once the Torah mentions him, it must be adding to the share that he's already going to get and giving him a full half. Lachi period Be'rachmana, that's why Hashem mentions him explicitly. Lemishkal Palga, to get a full half. But Isha, but a wife, Lav Basi Rushahi. She's, without him saying anything, she's getting nothing. She's just getting her ksuba. So once he says, my assets are to you and to the sons, Dayashatito Kachamin Abanim, enough that she gets like one of the sons. Eini, so the Gemara says, is that so, Abaye? Vov Dav Ben Arda, there was a story like this in the Arda where a man said, my assets are to you, my wife, and to my sons. Vagvishmuel Paul Goshmuel gave the wife half of the assets. It was such a story in Tveria. Vagvi Rabbi Yochanan Paul Gan Rabbi Yochanan gave the wife half the assets. Vesu and furthermore, Kiyasu Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. When Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef came, Amar, he told us, Harut Me Klila, when the king puts a tax on the Jewish community to produce a crown, to Shadu de Bey Malka, that the king's household puts Avuli Vastrugi on the rich people and on the ministers. Rebbe says, Nesvavuli Palga, the king said it's on the rich people and on the ministers. That means that the rich people give half. Vistrugi Palga, and the ministers give half. So you see again, any time it says two groups, Each has a half. A wife and children means the wife has half. That's the question.
Rabbi, yeah. If he would have said instead, I'm giving to my wife, to Gabriel, to each person, then it wouldn't be half.
Correct.
Then it would be
correct.
You would have to say the name.
That's right.
What about me?
So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. What's the comparison? Hasam over there, in the case of the crown. Meikara, originally, Kiavu Kasvi, when they originally wrote a tax. Avuli Avu Kasvi, the tax was on the rich people. Vistrugi Avu Misai Badayu, and the, you know, ministers used to help out pay the taxes that the rich people have to bear the primary burden. Viyada Malka Davu Kamasai, and the king knows that they help out. So Ashta Maitika Kasava Abuli Vastrugi. So now that the king writes that the tax for the crown is on the rich people and the ministers, with the ministers anyway we're paying. So the Maimon, that must be the Hani Palga Vani Palga, that these are giving half and these are giving half. But if you don't have reason to assume that these are giving half and these are giving half, maybe not. It's just this one is also included. So Masav Reb Zeira challenged this discussion from the following Mishnah. This week's parsha, person says, I have a donation, I'm going to give a carbon mincha of 100 yisara. So the largest utensil for a mincha can only carry 60 yisronos. So what does he have to do? Lavi b'shnei kelim. And he says, I'm going to bring it in two utensils. So maybe shisha mekeli echad v'arbay mekli echad, he brings 60 yisronos in one utensil and 40 yisaron in another utensil. However, if you put 50 yisronos into one utensil and 50 in the other utensil, it would work. One second, if he puts 50 into each, it works. But that's not the first instance, it's not the best choice. I don't understand. If you're going to tell me what we've been saying till now, that whenever you identify two, that means each is a half. So kolki I gavna palgu palguhu. All cases like this means half and half. So then afilu chatchila nami, then even as in the first choice, you should be able to give this gift of the 100 is thrown in, 50 in one utensil and 50 in the other utensil, half and half. So Gemara says, no, hachi hashta, how can you compare? Hasam over there, anan sahadi, we are sure. This person's trying to give a big sacrifice, a big donation. So why did he say two utensils? The other, because he knows. You can't bring in one utensil 100 esronos. You can't have more than 60 saron in a utensil, because the nature of a carbon mincha is that a lot of flour is put into a utensil, then there's oil, and it's all mixed. If you have more than 60 esronim in a utensil, it's not going to mix well. So you can't give more than 60. But he wants to give the biggest possible carbon. So therefore, he said two, because he knew you couldn't have 100 in one. So I had to cover b'shnei kelim. Why did he say two utensils? The other, lo eshelah suyim b'kli echad. He knows you can't put it all in one utensil. So kamer de eshelah suyim aysinat. So as much as you can, you bring... The most you could possibly bring in one utensil is 60, so that's brought, plus another 40. But it's not a proof that generally when you say two, it don't mean 50-50. So what's the halacha? The halacha is like this, that if a man says to his wife, I'm giving my assets to you and to the sons, it doesn't mean that the wife gets a share, it means the wife gets half. Hilchasa is that when you identify a detail, it is half, and in all of these cases, halacha is like Rav Yosef. So halacha is like Rav Yosef against Rabba in regards to the question of Sadeh. That was back in regards to Bar Metzra. A man had a field, then his father died. One of the fields that his father owned was right next to his field, and he wants to get that field. So halacha is like Rav Yosef. Halachas in regards to the topic of retraction, inyan. Rav Yosef says that when you make an acquisition, as long as you're still talking about the deal, you can retract the deal. You don't say you only have a couple seconds to retract the deal. And in regards to this law, mechza, that when a person says, I'm giving my assets to Aaron and the Kohanim, or to my wife and my sons, that means that Aaron gets half. That means his wife gets half.
I thought when you say something, that's it. This is the end of it. You can't retract your whatever you say?
As long as you're still discussing the business deal. Yeah, it's not considered complete yet.
If you put something on the table and you're talking, I thought when it comes out of your mouth, that's it. This is it. You can't retract it, can you?
It depends on what, right? Hektesh, it's done, but in a kinyan, in an acquisition, calls mantra, sukin boso inyan, as long as they're still immersed in the discussion, he can still retract, like Rav Yosef.
I thought, watch your mouth what you're saying.
You do, you have to watch your mouth. Once you move off the topic, you can't retract anymore. All right, another story. Hahu deshadar piska deshirai lebese. There was a man who sent silk garments to his household. So I'm Reb Ami. So what did he mean? Again, we're trying to figure out what people mean. Reb Ami said, "Uri lebanim lebanim, the clothing that are fit for the sons were a gift to the sons. Uri lebanos lebanos, those that are fit for the daughters are a gift to the daughters. Deles lekalasa. That's only true if he doesn't have a daughter-in-law. Avalis lekalasa. But if he has a daughter-in-law, lekalasa shadar, he's sending also to the daughter-in-law. Vibnasi lenasiban. Let's say he has a daughter-in-law, but he has unmarried daughters." Then lo shavak nasim mishadu lekalase. He's not going to give to the daughter-in-law and leave his unmarried daughters with nothing. He wants to take care of his unmarried daughters because he wants them to be well dressed so that they should get married. Hahu, there was a man. There was a man who said, "Nechasai lebanai. My assets are going to go to my sons." So he said to my sons. So what does this mean? My sons. Remember, it's sons. It's the plural. Havale bra ubrata. So he has only one son, but he has one daughter. So what does he mean when he sends sons? Mikari inish libra banai. Is it normal for a person to call a single son sons? And therefore he's just giving to that son, which is the normal thing. Odimar maybe lokin kari inish libra banai. A person doesn't call a single son sons. A single son is son, not sons. And therefore, if he said sons, ulamushka librata matanakasi, he's trying to bring in a daughter by giving her a gift. Abaya tried to bring a proof on the following pasuk. Tashma, the verse says, uvnei. What is bnei? Is it plural or singular? Plural. Ubnei, and the sons of Dan are chushim. So that means that a single son is called sons. Amalei Rava. Rava said, no. Dilma, maybe the meaning of that pasuk is kinatana de Bechizkiah, the way it was taught in the Braisa from the yeshiva of Chizkiah. The children of Dan were very strong. The word chushim is strong. Shayim merubim, they were many and they were powerful. Kechushim shalkana, like strong reeds. Elam Rava said, this is the verse that proves that sons can mean a single son. The verse says, ubnei palu. The sons of Palu was Eliav. So single son is sons. Rav Yosef Omer from the verse, Ubnei Eitan. The sons of Eitan was Azariah. All right, another story. Hahu, there was a man, Damaluhu, he said, Nechasai Libanai. My possessions go to my sons. My possessions go to my sons. Havalebra. He had a son. And he had a grandson. And he had Barbara. He had a grandson. Could have been from another son or could have been from this son. So now the question is, Karu inchi le Barbara bra? Is it normal for people to refer to a grandson as a son, as one of the sons? Olo, sons are sons, and the grandson's not included. Rav Chaviva Amar, Rav Chaviva said, Kari in Shilubar Brabra. People do call a grandson a son. Mar Baravashi Amar, Mar the son of Ravashi said, Lo, Kari in Shilubar Brabra. People do not call a grandson son.
What about a son-in-law?
Oh.
Certainly not. Certainly not.
Lord called his grandson.
Never came up. That's not a question. Apparently that not. Tanya Kavose de Mar Baravashi. We have a Brisa like Mar Baravashi who says that a grandson is not a son. Because we learned in Meseches Nedarim, Hamuder Hanam Ibanim, if a person has a vow not to get any benefit from sons, maybe from his sons or from other people's sons, Mutter Bibnei Banim, he's allowed to get benefit from the grandsons. Grandsons are not included in the term son.
But if there are no sons, then grandsons would, if I give to my sons, I have no